Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry in Marjorie Chodakoff. This goes to Dr. Bo Koop. On 4/8/25, Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. And there's a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/3/25, there's been no significant change period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham, M-A-R-C-U-M. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 4/8/25, Mr. Markham performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe degree of airway obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FPC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 12/10/24, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Ring. This goes to Dr. Bo Koop. On 4/8/25, Mr. Ring performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change. Period, compared to a prior study dated 1/9/25, there's been no significant change. Period, a paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Malaysia, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins, H-A-N-K-I-N-S. This goes to Dr. Ward on 4/8/25. Mrs. Hankins performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96% period. Patient achieved 484 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. No paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Krikscium, K-R-I-K-S-C-I-U-M. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughan. On 4/8/25, Mr. Krikscium performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's minimal airway obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/16/24, there's been no significant change period, a paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.